Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean. Welcome to the Med Flash Go question of the day. Today, we have a freeform question for you. What class of cancer treatments can cause myocyte necrosis and fibrosis, leading to dilated cardiomyopathy? That's going to be the anthracyclines. And the example of those are going to be doxorubicin and daunorubicin. And these are the anti-tumor antibiotics that I believe were originally from the streptomycin bacteria. And what they're going to do is produce free radicals and act as an intercalating agent that disrupts DNA and RNA formation, causing breakage and destroying the cell. So you can see why this works for tumors as well as, you know, solid tumors as well as, you know, leukemias. Quick follow-up question. What is the only proven cardioprotective treatment for anthracycline toxicity? And that's dexrazoxine. And dexrazoxine is an iron chelator that can really help prevent or at least slow down the dilated cardiomyopathy associated with anthracyclines. And now you might have answered the original question with trastuzumab. And trastuzumab, which is a breast cancer treatment that, you know, binds to the HER2-new receptor, and that is associated with myocyte stunning. Okay, so it's a different mechanism of action causing, you know, cardiomyopathy. And really the big difference here was that mechanism of action. So remember that anthracyclines cause myocyte necrosis and fibrosis, whereas trastuzumab causes myocyte stunning. Okay, and you may see this being tested more and more on boards because cardiology oncology is becoming a growing field as more and more cancer treatments come out. There's more and more side effects that affect the cardiovascular system. And all right, that should be it for today. Just remember anthracyclines associated with myocyte necrosis and fibrosis, trastuzumab associated with myocardial stunning, and the dexrazoxine is used for anthracycline cardiotoxicity. All right, thank you so much for joining in. Please stop by for tomorrow's Med Flash Go question of the day.
These questions are powered by Med Flash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search Med Flash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.